The nightlife industry and nightlife culture around the world is slowly dying. Here are 10 reasons why, but also, David, will it ever come back?
Dude, we used to hit the club to try to find some love, but now it's a dub. The trend is going down, and I don't ever know if it's coming back, bro. We gotta check out this Bloomberg article, Andrew. It is titled, "The Long, Slow Death of Urban Nightlife," and this is going viral right now. It is talking about the economics behind clubs and bars globally shrinking right now, and nobody sees this trend reversing. Make sure you like, subscribe, turn on your notifications, check out Smile Ass Sauce at smileasssauce.com. Andrew, real quick, there's a bunch of Reddit posts about it. Of course, there's a bunch of data about it. Do you agree, disagree, and how do you feel about it?
Yes, I mean, I think that I can see the decline in nightlife, man, for sure. And we have a bunch of reasons, a lot of reasons that are obvious, but also some reasons that are not as obvious. So if you've ever wondered this question, then let us know. And I'm sorry for my friends who work in nightlife or own nightlife bars, but I think it's changing. I don't think it's fully going away, but it is definitely getting hit right now, especially for the past 10 years.
It's shrinking.
Yes.
I will say this. I bemoan it in the sense that I miss that energy. I love everybody being out, but I totally understand the reasons why that we're about to list. It's completely logical.
Oh, man. When the times were good, the times were good. But the times are no good anymore.
Andrew, here's the number one reason that most people were listing on a variety of forums on the internet. Going out in nightlife globally is too expensive.
It's just expensive, man, especially in the big cities. Cocktails at a cool bar are anywhere from $17 to $25 before tax or tip. And then not to mention, if you want to go to the nightclub, right, and you want to roll with some buddies, first of all, there's an entrance fee, let alone there's a bottle fee. You got to tip people. And then you're being overcharged for a bottle of liquor that you could buy at the store for about $60. And then at the club, you got to pay about $500 to $1,000 for it.
Right. You're saying that alcohol markup at a club theoretically is 10 to 15X what that bottle costs if you buy it at a retail store.
And then let me finish the picture for you. You and your buddies, you guys save up. You guys all throw down on this table for a couple of bottles. Yeah, it looks cool. The ladies come out with the flares and the light things and whatever. And then at the end of the night, you don't even really have the fun that you expect. You know what I mean? And that is so common. It happens all the time.
It happens 9 out of 10 times, actually.
It's just expensive to go out and to act like you have a good time. Now, I can see why a lot of people still go to dive bars and like
sports bars.
Sports bars, cocktail bars. Sports bars, even if you watch the whole game there, that's like 3 hours. You got to spend a lot of money, intake a whole bunch of calories and whatever. We're going to get to that. But yes, essentially, it costs quite a bit of money to go out.
But here's the key, Andrew. I don't want to blame the bar owners. I think that they're saddled with a lot of costs due to inflation, so they are forced to mark the drinks up.
We're going to get into that. David, the next point that is killing the nightlife industry is that COVID taught you how to stay at home, David. Listen, everybody learned how to work from home. Well, everybody's learning how to stay at home on the weekends because, listen, there's better streaming, better Netflix, there's better food deliveries. Everybody bought a better TV. A lot of people bought a dog at home. A lot of people built home theaters. A lot of people are gaming. A lot of people are spending their weekends at home doing something else.
Right. Apple Vision Pro, their house is nicer. Their house is more expensive. Their rent is more expensive. There's more amenities in their building. I'll say this, there also may be a generation of Zoomers, Gen Z, that doesn't even know what it's like to go out because they completely missed that phase when the bars were closed for 2 or 3 years.
Point number three, David, this is a big one. Dating apps kind of removed a lot of people's reason to go out and meet people because so much of meeting a significant other or even someone that you're trying to have fun with or just another mate, the dating apps do so much of the work and it does not require going to a public place like a nightclub, spending money and hoping that you're gonna meet somebody.
Right, and dealing with the rejection of that person possibly not being attracted to you, right? At least on the apps, they're probably at least sufficiently attracted to your photos.
Yes.
I'll say this too. This even is for friends, Andrew. They got Bumble friends. You could meet platonic friends through the app.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people did meet really good friends through the club. A lot of people also met some shiesty friends from the nightclub. But either way, I did meet some friends from the nightclub in my past years. So I definitely obviously have some fond memories of the nightlife that we went to. But of course, I acknowledge that all these things are true.
And especially for girls, I think if you're to be honest, moderately attractive at the minimum. You could go on like 6 dates a week that are paid for oftentimes by the guy.
All right, reason number 4, the cost of running a bar or nightclub have just gone up.
I mean, look at this chart right here. This chart is crazy, breaking down the expenses in a hyper micro sense.
Wait, these are the expenses of a nightclub?
Yes, yes, oh no. This is just a bar. You got utilities, repairs, security, triple net, interest, employee insurance. Oh,
David, this is just a bar, not even a nightclub, guys.
No.
This is like even your average dive bar has this many costs.
Right.
However much you think a bar, a small little bar has to spend, think of a nightclub, bro. You got security. Okay, you need staffing, the front of house, back of house, meaning the people who meet people and then the people who are in the back. You need to hire cool looking men and women to serve these drinks, right?
Right, and they got to be good looking. You just can't get your cousin to do it.
No, I mean, the bars that, you know, the clubs who make the most marquee.
Because really what you're doing in nightlife, especially at the club, is selling a fantasy. A fantasy land of like a life being like a movie for a moment, because real life oftentimes is not like a movie.
Yeah, and then David, guess what? Maybe something beyond your control. If some type of violence or like, God forbid, a shooting happens outside of your nightclub, it could shut down your nightclub forever.
Right, you could lose everything.
Yes, so something beyond your control can happen to ruin your entire business.
I know that there was gigantic Asian party night promotion groups in LA and New York City, and there still are some, but I want to say that the volume has shrunk by like 70%
right
over the past 10 years.
And of course, when you want to talk about staffing right now, a lot of people in general don't want to work.
Well, they're trading on Robinhood.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That's what they're doing, or FanDuel or whatever they're doing.
Whatever it is.
Let's be honest. Point number 5, people are primarily saving up their funds for larger festivals or bigger trips, potentially trips overseas to travel.
Yeah, I mean, listen, whether it's people saving up for EDC in Vegas or people saving up for Coachella in California, Hard Summer, all these big festivals. I mean, there's festivals in the East Coast as well. I mean, people are saving up for trips to Latin America, South America, to Asia.
Passport bros,
but also to Tokyo and, you know, Europe.
Dude, how many people do you know on Instagram that have been to Tokyo in the past year? Yeah,
the yen is weak right now, so in a way, that's good for American travelers. So you should go to Tokyo.
Eating all the things at Lawson's. Point number 6, a lot of men, young men in particular, are giving up on dating.
Yeah, and giving up on dating means that it's going to drive them less to go to the bar and nightclubs.
Well, you know, also the bar and nightclub in the past, it was like the only way you could date.
Yeah, it was the only way you could meet like a girl, or was this social lubricant with the drinks and everything. And it was kind of this atmosphere that people, let's be honest, David, to a certain extent, everybody bought into it. When you walked into a nightclub or bar, there was kind of this invisible contract where you were saying like, hey, I'm not going to be mean to everybody that tries to talk to me. I might be open to talking to people. That's my signature.
Right. And there's people dancing to a Lil Jon Usher song, Lovers and Friends. Who knows? That was their meeting thing. I'll say this. I just think there's a lot of guys also consuming maybe more black pill content where they're like, dude, I'm not a Chad. I'm not 6 foot tall. I don't have these things that a lot of women are like hardwired to look for. So why is me spending a bunch of money in the club for a hyper low probability even a good use of my funds?
Yes, there is a belief and there is some truth to it that the nightclub does favor pretty much like the top 10% of men. You know, like if you're tall and good looking, you should go out to the nightclub because you'll get some attention. Just like if you're a beautiful woman, absolutely go to the nightclub. Now, let's say you consider yourself an unattractive person and you don't have much to offer in a nightclub setting, then you're going to wonder, why would I spend any of my time or money or my hopes and dreams in going to the nightclub? This seems stupid.
Right. And there's more content coaching you against that.
Right. Number 7, safety at night, especially for women, guys. Now, things that happen inside the nightclub or outside the nightclub, there is definitely that question. So women, please stay safe. Uber, hang out with a friend. Unfortunately,
some people don't even feel comfortable, you know, Ubering without a friend. They might want to just stay at their friend's place that, like, you know, your one homegirl that has an apartment in the city.
Exactly. Like, let's say you're a woman who doesn't have a lot of money and you feel like you're a target at night. You have to consider, is it worth stepping out, looking good, stepping out, and then getting a cab all the way to this club, blah, 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 and then I have to leave and come all the way back home? There's a danger.
Right, the Ubers are $70 each way. Who knows?
Exactly. Number 8, David, people do feel like, and there is a wave of obviously health-conscious material and people wanting to look better and be healthier, live longer, and look more ripped. People want to consume less alcohol to an extent.
I mean, all you need to back this up is the whole mocktails movement, but also that every drink brand, Andrew, is not only dropping a non-alcoholic beer right now, but a hyper low calorie non-alcoholic alternative to their regular beer flavors.
Wow. So I will tell you this. It's not that I don't think no one is consuming alcohol, but a lot of people are consuming less alcohol and differently. That's what I've been told by my friends in nightlife. They are saving up to drink better alcohol like 1942 or even Casamigos, which is considered a little bit better.
But, even though that, yeah, you could argue that it's not
right. I'm not saying it's super high level, but I'm just saying that's like the minimum that people want to drink, or else people are saying, I don't want to drink at all.
Dude, if I'm going to order a Jack and Coke, that Coke better be Diet Coke or Coke Zero, because right. I'm not taking the high fructose corn syrup.
Reason number 9, nightlife culture is more frowned down upon. So meaning like the whole thing of being in a dark club and like, hey ladies, you want to dance? And yeah, we want to party. And then like girls got to be like wary if some dude's going to put something in their drink. Like, let's be honest, that's happened. Yeah. And then there's just like a pack of dudes and they're just like walking up and they're like, yeah, where are all the beaches at? I'm trying to meet some beaches. You know what I'm saying? That kind of culture is like kind of memed about. Obviously there's a lot of misogyny tied to the nightlife.
Right. From the all the way from like Night at the Roxbury all the way to like The Hangover to just a trillion Jaeger bomb memes and everything.
Oh, and you know what, David, has been a meme? So many dudes have been made fun of on the internet for going to the club and then coming back lonely and just eating pizza by themselves. You know how that meme is? Where it's just like, man, you went to the club, you thought you were really going to do something, and now you're just, now it's just 3 a.m. at the halal cart.
Are you talking about you stood in the corner and looked at girls and said, oh yeah, she's bad?
Yeah. Hilarious. Basically, if you're a wallflower and you're broke at the club and you're not meeting a bunch of friends, it could really not be fun. Anyways, David, point number 10, and then I have a side little point number 11 I'm going to throw in there. But David, what's point number 10?
Nobody dances with each other anymore.
No! And
I just think the whole like sociality norms, what's considered normal social behavior has changed. Sometimes people don't even want to be approached in the club anymore. Like, they're almost offended by it. In the past, people were really looking to meet new people.
David, you're saying that you can't go to the club like this anymore? Hey, you want to dance? Baby, when we grind it. That would be so creepy now. But there was a time, believe me, that you could ask women if they wanted to dance, and that was an entirely appropriate question.
It was entirely within the realm of reason.
Yes.
I would say that's outside of the realm of reason.
Baby, when we're grinding, I feel so excited. Anyway, so I think my number 11, David, and this is a side thing, I think the crypto boom is over. And those crypto bros, when they were making money, they were throwing money around at the club. I remember the last time the clubs looked crazy. What was that, 2021?
Yeah, the Bitty run up the first all-time high.
Dude, in 2021, the end of 2020, holy crap, that crypto boom coming right out of COVID, it was insane. The clubs were lit, but now where are the cryptos bros' money now? Or they're just not spending it as much, I guess.
Right. Ultimately, Andrew, what do you think? There were so many people commenting from so many places around the world. Tokyo's trying to change some of its policies. London took the biggest hit out of everybody. New York and Vegas, it still looks busy on the outside. Miami looks busy. But if you talk to people who actually work on the back end, they think the macro numbers are down. Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of how many bodies are out, that doesn't mean like the spending is there. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, what do you think, man? I don't think it's ever going back to how it was. But you know, there will always be people who feed off that energy. They are energized by everybody else being energized. So they're always going to need that human interaction, because I do think to some extent, Andrew, humans are more hardwired to be social pack animals like wolves versus only at home on Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah.
Only the strong will survive. Mm. I guess that's my general takeaway, because obviously anytime there's industry contraction, it doesn't mean that the entire industry is going away. I would compare it to something like printers. You know what I mean? At one point there was a bunch of computer desktop companies. Now there's only a few left.
Yeah.
So I'm saying there's industry contraction, and I don't know if it's ever going back to the old days.
Yeah. Yeah. I also just think a lot of people are opening bars and they're moving up market. They want to open up a bar or a club for like really high-end crowds and with very expensive drinks. Now, I wish that more and more people would feel comfortable and felt like they could make money by opening up a cheaper bar. But given that there's rent and all these other costs in operating a business, if you're going to go through all that trouble to open up a bar, you might as well try to serve the nice drinks and make higher margins.
Well, you're saying you get access to a crowd where really $100 out it's not even something they think about.
Yeah, I wish there was the $30, $40 bars. I understand in New York they're hard to find, probably more in Brooklyn and, you know, the little like dive spots. But, you know, I kind of see a beauty in those.
I got something to say, though. I do think that non-bar, non-club venues feel more like clubs or bars in 2024. Sometimes I go to a coffee shop, I'm like, is this a bar or a coffee shop? Mm. You can't. I'm saying it's all, the vibe and the aesthetic and the energy has been fused together between genres.
All right, guys, let me know what you think about these reasons. What are some other reasons you could see on why nightlife is slowly dying? Obviously, I don't think nightlife is ever going to fully go away. There's always going to be a market for human interaction, but it is definitely in a weird space right now. Things are too expensive, but they're like, people don't have enough money for things. And, you know, just a lot of people spending time online. So I don't know.
I think that people used to consider bar expenses on their monthly expense sheet a necessity, and now it's been moved into the luxury category. And when the economy tightens up, people tend to cut luxury spending. Anyway, guys, let us know what you think in the comment section below. Until next time, we're the Hot Pot Boys. We out.
Peace.